Look what someone left in our mailbox again.
That's like our fifth one, isn't it? It's getting kind of creepy.
Oh, relax. It's probably just from Victor, that flower delivery guy I dated.
Who's Victor? We never heard about him.
Oh, because I knew you'd never let me go out with an ex-con.
Hey, maybe it's Dylan trying to win you back.
So Victor, it's a closed door?
Oh. Maybe it's not a guy who's in love with Haley.
Oh, thank you.
Maybe it's a guy who's obsessed with Haley and is getting plastic surgery to look like her so he can replace her and live her life.
Look, so they can only be for Haley?
Of course not. Haley isn't the only hottie living here. I washed the car in my Cure shorts the other day. I definitely felt eyes on me.
Has it ever occurred to you that those flowers could be for me?
What do you mean?
I mean, like, from my boyfriend.
What?
You have a boyfriend?
And you thought my thing was crazy.
Alex, you have a boyfriend? You can't just drop that and leave.
Honey, it is so exciting. Why didn't you tell us?
Because I knew you'd get all weird and ask a million stupid questions.
What did he look like? How did you meet him?
Okay, I'll show you a photo. Well, I would, but now my phone's not working.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here he is.
In the supermarket flyer?
That's him pondering the pork chops?
What's the ponder? They're $4.59 a pound.
I don't understand. Why is he in this?
He's a model, Mom. Oh, wait. Your boyfriend's a model?
Well, how did you meet him? There's not much crossover for a National Honor Society student and a pork model.
Well, actually, it's a really long story.